Welcome to Featured Wikia, the day where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, February 22, 2022 is 1937 Brazilian Coup d'État. The 1937 Brazilian Coup d'État, Portuguese, Golpe de Estado no Brasil in 1937, also known as the Estado Novo Coup, Portuguese, Golpe do Estado Novo, was a military coup led by President Getúlio Vargas with the support of the Brazilian Armed Forces on November 10, 1937. Vargas had risen to power in 1930 with the backing of the military, following a revolution that ended a decades-old oligarchy. He ruled as provisional president until elections were held for a National Constituent Assembly in 1934. Under a new constitution, Vargas became the constitutional president of Brazil, but following a 1935 communist uprising, speculation grew over a potential self-coup. Candidates for the 1938 Brazilian presidential elections appeared as early as late 1936. Vargas could not seek re-election, but he and his allies were unwilling to abandon power. Political repression, which had increased after the communist revolt, was being loosened. However, a strong sentiment for a dictatorial government amongst the military, as well as further federal intervention in state governments, paved the way for a coup to take place. With preparations beginning officially on September 18, 1937, senior military officers used the Cohen Plan, a fraudulent document, to provoke the National Congress of Brazil into declaring a state of war. After having their state's militia incorporated into federal forces by a state of war commission in his state, Rio Grande do Sul Governor Flores da Cunha, who was opposed to Vargas, went into exile in mid-October 1937. State governors of Bahia and Pernambuco were also attacked by commissions in their states. Francisco Campos was drafting a new, ambitious constitution for Vargas to become a dictator. By November, the president held most of the power in the country, and there was little to stop the intricate plan. On the morning of November 10, 1937, the military surrounded the National Congress. The cabinet expressed approval for the new corporatist constitution, and a radio address by Vargas proclaimed the new regime, the Estado Novo, new state. In the coup's aftermath, a semi-fascist, authoritarian state was installed in Brazil for the next 80 years, based on European fascist countries. Individual liberties and rights were stripped away. Vargas's term of office was prolonged by 6 years, which turned to 8, and the power of the states was gone. A plebiscite for the new constitution was never held, though promised. Vargas, who ruled as dictator, was ousted from power in 1945 through another coup d'état which re-established democracy. Foreign reactions to the 1937 coup were mostly negative. South American countries were hostile to it. Nazi Germany and fascist Italy supported the coup, but in the United States and the United Kingdom, the overall reaction was unfavorable. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:11 UTC on Tuesday, February 22, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for 1937 Brazilian Coup d'État. This podcast is produced by Abulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDPod on Twitter. Abulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.